Wow, silly me. You were walking out with that very Butch Foreman.
Yes, I know what they mean by well hung jury.
Oh, smacky little body. Oh, I had a magistrate in Bradford.
Funnily enough, I had one yesterday.
Oh, did he go?
Yes, the full 5 years.
Excuse me, is this the undertaker's?
Yeah, that's right. What can I do for you, Squire?
Well, I wonder if you can help me. My mother has just died, and I'm not quite sure what I should do.
Oh, well, we can help you. We deal with stiffs.
Stiffs?
Yeah. Now, there's three things we can do with your mum. We can bury her, burn her, or dump her.
Dump her?
Dump her in the Thames.
What?
Oh, did you like her?
Yes.
Oh, well, we won't dump her then. Well, what do you think, a burner or a burier?
Which would you recommend?
Well, they're both nasty. If we burn her, she gets stuffed in the flames, crackle, 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 which is a bit of a shock if she's not quite dead, but quick. And then you get a box of ashes which you can pretend are hers.
Oh.
Or, if you don't want to fry her, you can bury her, and then she'll get eaten up by maggots and weevils, nibble, 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 which isn't so hot if, as I said, she's not quite dead.
I see. I'm not very sure. She's definitely dead.
Where is she?
She's in this sack.
Let's have a look. Oh. She looks quite young.
Yes, she was.
Fred!
Yeah?
I think we've got an eater.
I'll get the oven on.
Excuse me, are you suggesting we should eat my mother?
Yeah, not raw. Not raw, we'd cook her. She'd be delicious with a few French fries, a bit of broccoli and stuffing. Delicious.
What? Well, actually, I do feel a bit peckish. No, I can't.
Look, we'll eat your mum, then if you feel a bit guilty about it afterwards, we can dig a grave and you can throw up into it.
All right.
W.M.F. Oh.
I've sailed the deep oceans, I've been to strange ports, I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs I have found, there's one thing that most men will agree.
Well, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Now a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think that Three Stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet.
Oh, beer is better than women.
Oh, it is.
Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store or ask how you like the new dress.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, a beer won't get mad if you come home real late or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, 'cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. Without beer I go nuts. And the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink.
Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Everybody!
Oh, beer is better than women.
I can't hear you, ladies.
Beer is better, they say. From Belfast Greece to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibby to Perth and Bombay. Well, beer is better.
Beer is better.
Beer is better, they say.
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love. Every time I hear drums, and I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
Back in the day, there was this girl around the way. She liked my homie's MCA. He said he would not give her play. I asked him please, he said you may. Her pants were tight and that's okay. If she would dance, I would DJ. We took a walk down to the bay. I hope she'll say, dismay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful audience. You look and smell divine. In The Origin of Species, Charles Darwin liked to say that dressing up and showing off was purely male display. But sadly, scientifically, he led us all astray. For what he failed to notice was these creatures are all gay. There's a tiny bird in Kent who's ridiculously bent, and a rutting stag who is a total deer. There are naughty big blue whales, and the sperm whale prefers males, and the dolphin is, of course, completely queer. There's a very brazen chimp who is very rarely limp, and a shrimp who's pink and utterly obscene, while the small transvestite prawn is completely into porn, and the king crab is, of course, an utter queen. Gay, 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 they all are madly gay, but in Victorian times that was not the thing to say. In the Ratlinar's warm waters is a young cross-dressing tortoise and an ass who makes a pass at everyone. There's a masturbating monkey and a terribly rude donkey and a very, very famous lesbian swan. There's a big bisexual elk and a tiny gay young whelp and a snake who is a rake all night and day. And a sorry little sheep who is into Meryl Streep. And don't tell me that the anteater's not gay. Gay, 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 they all are madly gay. 10% of nature's bent, at least that's what they say. Thank you so much. Very, very kind. I'd like to say hello to the Navy.
can put your mind at ease.
Listen, Roger, did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. I, for one, for instance, never realized that the Third Reich meant Germany.
Yeah, how about that? Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not.
The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty. Shows should be more witty. Show should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello. Keep it happy, keep it snappy,
keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Dopey showgirls in gooey gowns. 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do Springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What?
Of genius.
I see it! I see it! At last, the chance to do something important!
Roger Debris presents history!
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten! They're losing the war! Excuse me! It's too downbeat!
Roger Debris presents history!
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see... A line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risqué, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn, 1, 2, 3, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant! Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to Springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute! This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it!
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
light. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night. So keep your string boots and it's in set. Hey, I'll
sign Roger Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it gay.
This is the story of two pioneers, two brave men who went where none had gone before. And today, every gay man owes a tremendous debt to these two visionaries. This is the story of Bill Delaney and Fred Henderson, the world's first two gay men. Thursday, March 26, 1954, 5 o'clock p.m.
Man, what a great game.
Exciting football.
Hey, Fred, does it get any better than this? I mean, we got football on the big screen TV. We got steaks fresh off the barbecue, cold beer, you know? Hey, all we're missing is
sex with women.
You read my mind. Sex with women is the greatest, isn't it?
Are you kidding me? I love sex.
Yeah, when you say you love sex, you mean you love sex with women, right?
Well, I love sex, and you can't have sex without a woman, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But imagine if you could, how crazy would that be?
Oh, my God. That would be the greatest. Sex, but no women. That would be like the best of both worlds. And I like women. Don't get me wrong. I just find them sexually repulsive.
Yeah, you and me both. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Hey! Wait a minute. We're not thinking here. I mean, why don't we have sex right now? You and me.
Great. Where are the women?
No women.
I'm sorry. I don't follow.
No women. Just me and you, Fred. No women. We just have sex together. No women. No women. No women.
Gotcha. Great. Okay, sure. I'm sorry. I still don't follow. Are the women coming later?
No, that's the beauty of it. No women. Now, you want to have sex, don't you, Fred?
Sure.
Great. So, well, why don't we take our clothes off?
Okie dokie. All right. We're completely naked. Let's have sex. Well, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what to do here. Oh, Fred, do you have a vagina? Do you have a vagina?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, let me think here. Listen, Fred, I'm starting to feel ridiculous here. I think this is going nowhere.
Hey, listen, don't feel bad. Live and learn, I always say.
Yeah, let's chalk it up to experience, put our clothing back on, and resume watching the football game. You know, because it's times like these.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you?
Do I what?
Do you have a vagina?
Oh, no, I don't.
Hmm.
No vagina. So, I don't know, maybe we should just... hey, Fred, what's that?
What?
That, right over there.
Oh, this! This is my ass! What?
Oh, no. No, it's too crazy.
Come on, what is it?
It'd never work.
Does it involve my ass?
Yeah, it does, sort of. Well, all right, I'll give it a shot. Come on over here, bring your ass over.
Okay. Here it is. Here's my ass.
Okay. Let me just try this here.
Okie dokie.
Ah, hey, that feels great.
Germany was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around and then we found the man for you.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
face. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Winter for Poland and France.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Come on, Germans, go into your dance.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
We'll be right back. peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh, what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
I'm not afraid to die. clock is slow.
I
don't feel dirty.
Yo, this is Ice-T. Get high off music, not dope. Dope is for losers. Straight up, that's a fact. That's all there is to say. This is Ice-T. I'm out of here.
Said, listen.
saw her trip.
They couldn't tell that we were lying.
And since Granny was unconscious, she was doing no denying.
With us two dreadful children, destruction is our aim. The people who have dealt with us are never quite the same. We like to torture babies and to leave them in the rain. With us two dreadful children, we delight in causing pain.
Yes, we crept up to her bedroom
and we set her hair alight.
And at the breakfast table next day, Auntie looked a fright.
And our dear aunt, who was always given to understatement, declared that she had slept badly that night.
Lousy with depravity.
Some other than the river offered just one dime.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. We'd like to tell you more, but we just haven't got the time. We haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable.
And then one day a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms and legs and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out with pencils and stuck marbles up her nose. And then we dragged her around the garden with a poison out her nose. And after that we stopped and said,
I think the lady knows.
That we're those two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. We're those two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten. But deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
We are
the
two dreadful children, and we always go too far.
W-M-F.
I was kidnapped once. I was standing in front of my schoolyard, and a black sedan pulls up. And two guys get out, and they say to me, do I want to go away with them to a land where everybody is fairies and elves? And I could have all the comic books I want, and chocolate, and wax lips, you know? And I said yes. Yeah. And I got into the car with them because I figured, you know, what the hell? I was home that weekend from college anyhow. You know. They drive me off and they send a ransom note to my parents. And my father has bad reading habits. So he gets into bed at night with the ransom note. And he read half of it, you know. And he got drowsy and fell asleep. Then he lent it out, you know? Meanwhile, they take me to New Jersey, bound and gagged. And my parents finally realize that I'm kidnapped. And they snap into action immediately. They rent out my room. The ransom note says for my father to leave $1,000 in a hollow tree in New Jersey. He has no trouble raising $1,000. But he gets a hernia carrying the hollow tree. The FBI surround the house. Throw the kid out, they say. Give us your guns and come out with your hands up. The kidnappers say, we'll throw the kid out, but let us keep our guns and get to our car. The FBI says, throw the kid out. We'll let you get to your car, but give us your guns. The kidnappers say, we'll throw the kid out and let us keep our guns. We don't have to get to our car. The FBI says, keep the kid. The FBI decides to lob in tear gas, but they don't have tear gas. So several of the agents put on the death scene from Camille. Tear-stricken, my abductors give themselves up. They're sentenced to 15 years on a chain gang, and they escape, 12 of them, chained together at the ankle, getting by the guards posing as an immense charm bracelet.
Good night, time travelers. I hope you've learned a little bit of something today, or maybe you're on board of canceling absolutely everything. So if we did that, we would get rid of everything Bill Cosby made, at least a few years of Saturday Night Live, all of Will Ferrell's movies, all of Ice Cube, everything on Dr. Demento, everything involving Sacha Baron Cohen, Richard Cheese, The Fools, Randy Newman, Genesis, Queen, Prodigy, the list goes on and on and on. Find out what you feel is offensive and decide to turn it off if you don't like it. Because you know what? We're listening to you. Sometimes it's good to listen to the other person in order to have a discussion and decide what's best next for everyone. Not just for you, but for everyone. Everyone has an opinion. Every opinion should be valued. And quite simply, some things that are offensive to one person are not offensive to others. Time Travel was here every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Hopefully we're here next week. Take care, time travelers. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls. My name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anyone wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it.
Okay,
really,
Kinko.
Really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown.
Go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares.
Gee, I haven't had this much fun since Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap. But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws here, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI. But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears.
Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in that car.
Ooh, bye, boys and girls.
Bye, Kinko.
Bye.
WMFO Medford, like I said, canceled was today's time travel. Want to get rid of the Beatles? You want to get rid of the Stones? All that great music just because they said one or two stupid things over the years? Or maybe they're not stupid. Maybe it was just a sign of the times. History's important, everybody. That's it. See you next week. Time Travel with Chris Earle.